I'm not that tall. Please turn in your bulletin to 219 and stand as we sing together, What Child Is This?
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Angels greet with anthem sweet, shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him God, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christians, fear for sinners, hear the Son. This is Christ the King, shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him God, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense gold and myrrh, from peasant king to own him. King of kings, salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, make the Son of
Join in the correction. This is the time for the Advent candle. You can sit down.
The third Sunday of Advent today, we light the candle of love, reading scripture Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. Readers represent the volunteers of our church.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
We are surrounded by love, Lord. Thank you for the gift of the people we love. Help us not to take them for granted. You are the greatest of all of our gifts, Jesus. We cannot praise you enough. Please pray the prayer in the bulletin in unison with the church. God of love, help us to believe in and experience the extraordinary, never-ceasing love you have for us, and show us how we can share this wonderful love with others.
Amen.
Thank you.
You please stand for the call to worship as you found in the bulletin. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his holy name of the Most High God.
The Lord is our strength and our salvation.
Proclaim the mercy of the one who comes as one of us.
The Lord is our strength and our salvation.
Trust and do not be afraid.
The Lord is our strength and our salvation.
With joy you will draw water from the wells of peace.
The Lord is our strength and our salvation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Join in the affirmation of faith found at page 881 in your hymnal. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus, his Holy Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered unto Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Please turn in your hymnal to 217, Away in a Manger. Be seated.
Join together in the prayer of confession you find in the bulletin. In your presence, Holy God, we confess that we need experience. We have broken your commands against idolatry. We do not live in peace with your creation or your people. We have not trusted your word. We are afraid of what we cannot see. Forgive us, restore us, and turn our shame into praise. Take a moment for silent prayer. Now the declaration of forgiveness. In the name of one God who lives and moves among us, you are forgiven. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. Do not worry. Live in peace. Ushers, come forward for the offering.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, during this Advent season, we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In his honor, we welcome this privilege to give you our tithes and offerings for the work of the church. Ask you in your holy name. Amen.
Praise
clowns before me today, it's not in the bulletin, but I think you're here.
Yes, they are.
Will the children come forward, please? All the children. Any age under 100.
Do you like to sing songs about Christmas?
Yeah.
I sure do. I like Christmas carols, and my favorite is Jingle Bells. I'm going to sing it for you. Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. Batmobile lost a wheel, and the Joker got away. Hey!
Lovey, I'm talking Christmas carols, and I want to talk about Jesus and the Christmas carols. That's what it's all about, right? Okay. No more Batman smells.
Well, let's sing about baby Jesus, okay? I love babies. They're so cuddly and squishy. Yeah.
We could sing Away in the Manger.
Oh, okay.
Let's all sing.
I think they've had practice.
Yes, but we can try again for the first verse.
Okay, for the first verse, okay.
Was very beautiful. I think we sounded great. But Jesus didn't stay a little teeny itty bitty baby. He grew up, you know.
Yes. Jesus was born and he grew up and then he died on the cross for us. Yes. But all the time he gave joy to the world. Amen.
Well, listen, that's a Christmas carol in itself. Let's sing Joy to the World. Okay? Everybody join in.
Folks sang that so well, it really says that you know the joy that he has given us in his life and in what he has done for us. Let us pray. Dear Lord, let us remember during this Advent season, you are the reason, not all the glitz and glamour that we see, but you are the reason. Let us know the joy and peace you brought to this world just for your children. Thank you for your sacrifice for us. Bless us with your mighty love and grace now and forever. Amen.
that was great. We always like to have the clowns come in and make clowns of themselves. I worked on that all weekend. It is our time for joys and concerns. We continue to pray for Lynn Skinner's for health issues. Please keep her in your prayer list. And while nobody else turned in a concern, I'm sure that in your heart you have concerns and you have joys also. So I like to pray for that. Heavenly Father, you who know our hearts, you know our needs, you know our coming in and our going out. You can speak the words that we cannot utter, Lord. So we pray, my Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, that this season of Christmas, my Father, would be full of peace, health, Lord, for those who need it, compassion, Lord, for those who need it, friendship for those who need it, fellowship for those who need it, and above all, a defining love for you. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The reading from today is Luke 2:7, and it reads, "And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them." This is the word of God for the people of God. Luke is the only writer in the Bible that uses the word manger. In the New Testament, no other writer refers to it as the manger. And what does this one word means? What God does with this particular feeding trough, I had to learn that word. It's an amazing thing. He couldn't have brought Jesus to the world any lower than in that manger, in the feeding trough. Some stories reach back forever, forward into eternity, down the depth of mystery, and up to the highest glory. The story of Christmas is all of that and more. Manger comes from the Latin word shoe or eat. It refers to a trough where horses and donkeys and cattle eat. For example, Luke uses it in Luke 13:15. The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to water it?" And in the most famous Christmas paragraphs in the Bible, Luke nails out attention to the manger three times. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them at the inn. Then he says, "This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloth and lying in a manger," Luke 2:12. And then he said, "They went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger," Luke 2:16. So what is Luke's message through the manger trying to tell us? Why is he using that word while the other ones don't use it? So there has to be a reason. So when I started looking, well, what is the reason? I found six reasons, and I'd like to share them with you. First, the manger was dirty. Yes, we might be sure that Joseph and Mary cleaned it up as best they could. They, no doubt, padded it in some way to make it comfy a comfy little bed, but there's no way to romanticize this bed into anything other than a feeding trough for slumbering animals. The first bed of the Son of God was not a royal cradle. It was a common corn crib. It means to hold scraps to be eaten. The second thing was the manger was planned. At first, you might think it was a fluke of fate and a random misfortune, because Luke says Mary laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Luke 2:7. But the way Luke tells the story, that won't work. God has centuries to get ready for this particular birth. The prophet Micah lived 700 years before the birth of Jesus, and he prophesied that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. He said, "You, O Bethlehem, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days." Micah 5:2. So God had a good 7 centuries and more to plan the details of the incarnation and arrange the arrival of his sons in the right place, at the right time, and in the right way. For example, he could have easily arranged that a faithful virgin and a just man in the lineage of David be found in Bethlehem in accord with the prophecy. But instead, he chose Mary and Joseph, who lived in Nazareth, not Bethlehem. And he plans for Mary to get pregnant far from the prophesied town. To solve that problem, which God himself had created, God could have arranged to get Joseph and Mary to Bethlehem by some other personal means. Say, a relative could have needed them and invited them over. They could have gone for some private legal business matter, but he didn't do it. Instead, God moved Joseph and Mary from Nazareth to Bethlehem by means of an empire-wide census. In other words, God arranged that the most powerful leader in the world will order everyone in the empire to go to the town of their origin to register. You might call this providential overkill. He's making a point, though. He's telling us, you think you know what I'm doing globally. You have no idea. I am putting things in place, declares the Lord, as I please, including the birth of my son. In view of that, it becomes foolish to think that a God who wills an empire to move one woman from Nazareth to Bethlehem cannot arrange for there to be an available guest room for her. Planning a bed for his son was easier than planning a global census. Jesus was lying in exactly the place God planned, a feeding trough. Third, the manger was a sign. The angel of the Lord said something to the shepherds that was almost too good to be true. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Luke 2:11. To believe this and bear witness, they will need a sign. The angel gave them that sign. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloth and laying in a manger. Luke 2:12. Swaddling clothes? Well, every baby in Bethlehem, I bet you, was wrapped in swaddling cloth. That is not the sign. The sign is the manger. In fact, this must have sounded so wildly scandalous to the shepherds that they probably did not think they heard it correctly. No other king anywhere in the world was lying in a feeding trough. Find him, and you find the King of Kings, the Savior, the Christ, the Lord. That's who the angels said had been born. Savior, the deliverer of all our enemies, maybe even more. Christ, the Messiah, the fulfiller of all the promises of God. Lord, as in an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. Luke 2:9. This Savior, this Christ, and this Lord is lying where? They must have been wondering. Why there? Why in a trough? This is the sign. No other king anywhere in the world was laying in a feeding trough. Find him and you will find the King of Kings. And you will know something, something utterly crucial about his kinship. The manger was glorious. No sooner were the words of the angel's mouth were out of their mouth, you will find a baby lying in a manger, that the heavens exploded with praise. Suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. Luke 2:13 and 14. Glory to God, the Savior is in a feeding trough. Glory to God, the Messiah is in a feeding trough. Glory to God, the Lord is in a feeding trough. Glory to God in the highest. From the highest to the lowest. What a God, what a Savior we have. Five, the manger is the way of discipleship. The angel of the Lord came to the shepherds, not to the Pharisees, not to the scholars, not to the ones that thought they had all the answers. They came to the least important, to the ones that did not boast about their education, their knowledge, what they had, how much they had, what they were in life. They came to the humblest of all. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. That's Luke 14. With whom is the Lord pleased? That word please is a Greek word, and it's supposed to sound like edukoia. It occurs one other place in Luke. Jesus rejoices in the Holy Spirit, and he says, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the understanding and revealed them to the little children. Yes, Father, for such was your good pleasure. Luke 10:21. We are his little children. We have been selected by Jesus to know his truth, to be saved by him, and to know his word. Not the wise, not the understanding, but the children. The ones who will take no offense at a baby feeding in a trough. The ones that would expect no better bed than their Savior. As they were going along the road, someone said to Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to them, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Luke 9:57 and 58. Six, and the last one. The manger was a step one on the road to Calvary. The Calvary road is downhill, not because it gets easier, but because it gets lower. The Savior's life starts low and it ends even lower. This is the point of Philippians 2, 6 and 8. Though he was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God as a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, starting his life lower than a servant in a feeding trough. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. This is how the Savior saves. This is how the Messiah fulfilled all his promises. This is how the Lord reigns from infinite deity to feeding trough, to final torments on the cross. For those who have eyes to see, the message of the angels makes sense. Yes, we must follow him. Any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:33. It is a lowly road, a hard road, but there is no greater joy than to be on this road with our Savior. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy. This is no moderate joy. This is great joy. As Christmas approach, and these words tell you how much emphasis was put in making sure that Jesus' birth, the son of the king, a king himself, was born without any fanfare. Nobody run to do a baby shower. Nobody did a gender reveal. There was just nothing happening for this baby. But no other baby will ever be born that has done more for us than him. He came low, stayed low, and died low. Maybe this Christmas, as we go out and about, as we encounter other people, especially those people that we don't have a lot in common, those people that don't look or sound the same as you do, maybe you can take a step back and let them take a step forward. Maybe you can imitate Jesus in some lowly way. You are his children. He refers to us, all of us, as his children. So he must be talking about us. He saved us so that we can go out and tell others about him. Maybe this is just the best time that we can just take a step back, bow low, and let others take a step forward. Help them shine. Help them know the miracle that is Christ. Let us pray. Lord God, in a universe that seems so immense, it is easy to feel insignificant as we stand here today. Yet we know that we are precious in your sight, unique individuals loved and blessed in so many ways. We stand in awe of the one who has created all things and dedicated this time, all of our days, to your service. Accept this offering of our humbleness, my Heavenly Father. Accept us, Lord, as we pray. Accept our sacrifice of praise and accept our sacrifice of worship. And lead us, my Heavenly Father, to find those people that are needing to know you, that are in desperate, desperate need of knowing their Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please turn in your green praise and worship book to page 3052. Please stand as we sing together, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
Savior.
Let us bless the food first. Heavenly Father, we ask you that you bless the food on the hands that have prepared it, that you multiply, my Heavenly Father, all the blessings, Lord, that has been put upon this gesture, my Heavenly Father. It is your blessing that we seek, and we do it for your honor. Receive this blessing from the Lord. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. May the promise of his birth be the light at your path, and may he be for whom we watch and wait. God bless you all. Amen.
There's come a light in the darkness. Love shines forth the Bethlehem skies. See all heaven his eyes of his bride. Hear how their song of joy arises.
Through that door or this one? Gracias. God bless you. You too.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Will you guys be here for Christmas? Okay. Got it. Bye-bye. God bless you. Thank you. Oh, God bless you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys for coming. Can we just put you on the schedule for the third Sunday? Yeah? You can even do a single. God bless you. Thank you.